Lindsey Graham is in need of a new phone number after Donald Trump gave out his personal cell number in front of national television cameras in South Carolina yesterday. The move, which he called, quote, fun, came after Graham said this on CBS.
I don't need a poll to tell Donald Trump it's not good to say that John McCain's a loser because he was captured in a time of war. It's not good to say that 11 million illegal immigrants are rapists and drug dealers when they're not. All I can say is that this is turning into a circus, and there comes a point in
damaging the party.
Yeah, I don't care if he drops out. Stay in the race. Just stop being a jackass. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run for president and be the world's biggest jackass.
Time now for a weekly look at the latest in national politics and other news. Ohio Governor John Kasich brought the number of official Republican candidates to 16 with his announcement yesterday. And GOP senators are calling for an investigation of Planned Parenthood after a second video of an employee discussing fetal tissue donation came out. Harry Enten joins us every week at this time. He's senior political writer and analyst for 538. Harry, good to have you back.
Great to be back.
Well, let's talk first about Donald Trump. His behavior, not usually what we see for presidential candidates in a major party. What's your take on the latest?
I mean, what is this? A student council election? I mean, this is what it literally feels like, where someone says something mean about you, so then you spread rumors about them and you give out their phone number on Facebook and you do all this. But instead of doing it on Facebook, you're doing it in front of a national television audience. I've never seen anything like this. I'm not sure anyone else has seen anything like this, because the normal rules of politics do not seem to apply to Donald Trump. If you're running in a Republican primary, you're not supposed to diss prisoners of war. And he did that. And did it affect his polling numbers? No, it doesn't seem to affect his polling numbers, because Donald Trump is simply just such a creature and so different than anything we've ever seen. It's bizarre, but it's also hilarious and great for television watchers, and people who normally aren't into politics love this type of stuff.
And you mentioned the polls, Harry. Donald Trump in some of the national polls, and of course there are no national primaries, they're all state by state, but he is leading in some of the latest national polls. Is this Trump surge for real? Does this mean he has a real shot here?
I don't think it means he has a real shot. I mean, remember, we're only in July right now, and the first primaries aren't taking place until at least January. And over time, what we'll probably see is that people will see Trump for the unserious candidate that most people believe he is. But it is important that he is ahead in the national primary polls, because that's how we're going to determine who gets into the first few debates. And Trump right now is leading in the polling average, which guarantees that he'll be in front of a national television audience on August 6th for the first Fox News debate, while somebody who may be a more serious candidate by traditional standards, whether it be John Kasich or whether it be Rick Santorum, who was in second place last time around in 2012, will not make the debates because Trump is going to take their spot.
And I've seen some analysis saying not only might he take their spot, but by capturing all this media attention, social media attention, he's essentially stepping on efforts for those six candidates not hitting that threshold, not making the top 10, making it harder for them to do what they need to do in the last month or so to get into that debate.
That's exactly right. And if you look at somebody like Rick Perry, who has gone after Donald Trump very, very hard, he's recognizing that fact, and he's saying, I want to be part of this Trump media coverage. And so he's attacking Trump, and it has generated some media coverage for Perry. And right now, Perry is right on the precipice of being left out, but he's got that 10th spot. So it shouldn't be surprising if we see other candidates recognize that Trump is capturing all this media attention and go after him over the next few weeks in the lead-up to the debate.
And you've looked at who is backing Trump, who is being polled that's into Trump. Donald Trump trying to make the case, hey, I've got a constituency, conservatives who agree with the things I'm saying within the Republican Party. When you crack the numbers, is that who the people are supporting him?
Well, it's very interesting. Trump support is pretty much level across the party. So you look at moderates and liberals, you look at very conservative people, you look at people who say that they support the Tea Party, people who don't, college-educated, non-college-educated. And it turns out that Trump's percentages of the vote, when you average all of those polls, is pretty much the same, which to me suggests that this is really just more of a media boomlet. People are seeing his name a lot. They're interested in him. But once they start to realize that he isn't all that he's cracked up to be and some of the other candidates get attention, his numbers will come back down to earth.
Well, on to John Kasich, Ohio governor. He is in the race this week, announced yesterday. Is he going to add much to this primary? What kind of wrinkles does he bring that the other candidates don't?
Well, I think that Kasich adds a few wrinkles. Number one, look, if you're a Republican candidate running for president, you need to win the state of Ohio. And John Kasich is the governor of Ohio, and he won re-election last time with over 60% of the vote, including winning in the county that includes Cleveland, which is normally very, very Democratic. So Kasich brings this electability angle to him that certainly Republicans looking to beat Hillary Clinton will be very intrigued by. The problem, of course, is that being electable is only one facet. You also want to be seen as someone who could be the standard party bearer, someone who represents the conservative values of the Republican Party. And unfortunately for Kasich at this point, he's best known for Medicaid expansion under Obamacare, which is pretty much a death sentence among Republican primary voters. So what will be very interesting to see going forward is whether he can sort of shed this idea that he is too moderate for the Republican base and then combine it with that electability factor. But right now, there's pretty much no sign that he is going to be able to shed that moderate image and therefore probably won't go anywhere.
Right. You've written that politically he comes out, you know, moderate conservative end of the spectrum of candidates, but the perception of him puts him more on the moderate end.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, if you look at, remember, he was a 9-term congressman. He even had a show on Fox News for 6 years, and now he's been governor. You know, he's got some taxes. So, you know, he has this sort of conservative image or moderate conservative, you know, if you look at it, an actual record, excuse me. But the image is he is somebody who will defend everything he does till his dying breath. And he will tell people who disagree with him, oh, you're stupid. He'll literally use that term. You don't know what you're talking about. He will talk down to people, and he's done that on the issue of Medicaid expansion. He told somebody that I care about poor people, which pretty much suggests that the other person didn't when they didn't want to have Medicaid expansion. And that's just not going to fly in a Republican primary.
We're looking at national politics with Harry Enten from 538. Turning to these Planned Parenthood videos, an undercover group released these videos after an interview with a Planned Parenthood official. Talking about fetal tissue donations, apparently it appears that nothing illegal was said or talked about there or didn't reveal illegal activity. But Republican senators are saying, hey, we need an investigation of this group. Maybe illegal, maybe unethical behavior. What are we hearing from Republicans in Congress and the presidential race about this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're starting to hear a lot more stuff about this where Republicans are coming out, especially Republicans in Congress, saying this is not okay. This is disgusting. These are their words, not mine. And this is a very smart play in my mind for Republicans, because if you look at the polling numbers, what you generally see is that most people are for abortion rights, at least most of the time. But they're not for it all of the time. And when you get down to nitty-gritty and you start talking about fetal parts and all of this, that, and other, it just, most people don't want to hear about that. That's the sort of the ugly side of the abortion debate. So Republicans sense a political opportunity that they can exploit and say, you know what, most people, even if they're for, you know, they are pro-abortion, they're not that pro-abortion. So Republicans are going to try and make some hay out of this. We'll see if anything actually comes of it, because if there wasn't anything done that was actually illegal, and there's also some suggestion that these videos that were released were heavily edited, then it probably won't go anywhere. But Republicans, at least politically, have the right mind to at least try and exploit it, at least try and see what's going on.
And before we let you go, Harry, President Obama joined The Daily Show last night to bid farewell to Jon Stewart, both gradually on the way off of their respective jobs. The president joked he would release an executive order to keep Stewart at the show until the end of his term, at least. What significance do political satire shows like this have for the Democratic Party?
You know, if you look at The Daily Show's audience, it's overwhelmingly liberal. So I think it's something like 43% of The Daily Show's audience self-described as liberal. That's double than it is nationally. So this is a show that a lot of Democrats go on and a lot of liberal Democrats watch, and they get a good joke as Jon Stewart makes fun of Republicans. So this is, you know, the ending of an era, but of course there's always going to be a new era. There's going to be a new host of The Daily Show, and we'll see going forward whether or not it has the same impact. Who knows, in this day and age where cable is shrinking as a percentage of what people watch.
And there's been talk that President Obama, after some wins in the Supreme Court and Congress, foreign policy, he's in the home stretch on his term, is loosening up, speaking out, looking more comfortable now. Do you see that?
Sure. I mean, you see that. You know, he'll come out and he'll say things that he might not otherwise say. Remember, he has no more elections to go. This is all going to be him going forward. There's nothing he can really lose. So, yeah, you know, Obama does seem to have what I would call more of a strut to his step. Whether or not that can really affect anything with a Congress that's completely Republican, probably not, but at least he'll feel better about himself.
Harry, thanks as always.
Thank you.
That was Harry Enten. He's senior political writer and analyst for 538. He joins us every week at this time to look at the latest news in national politics.